إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، إخوتي وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله we'll continue the chapter concerning the etiquette of eating and drinking. The Sheikh, after he has said وينهى عن النفخ للطعام والشراب والكتاب, it is forbidden to blow the food, the drink, and the book or whatever has been written. وعن الشرب في آنية الظهر والفضة, it says it is also forbidden to drink في آنية الظهر in a vessel of gold, والفضة and silver. This is based on the hadith of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and many books of ahadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تشربوا في آنية الذهب والفضة, do not drink in the vessel of gold and silver. ولا تأكلوا في صحافهما, and do not eat in their bowls, that is bowls that are made of silver and gold. فإنها لهم في الدنيا ولكم في الآخرة. The utensils of gold and silver are for the unbelievers in this world, and they are for you in the hereafter. This hadith let us know that it is forbidden. Don't forget, we have talked about the principle that an-nahyu adab al-karaha, according to majority of the scholars. If you see any forbidden, so to say, in al-ada, in things that have to do with etiquette, not ibadah. So most scholars will say they are for what? They are for karaha, that is makruh, karaha, tanzih. This is what most of the scholars will say. But we cannot say similar thing here. Because Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّهَا لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. They are for the unbelievers in this world, and they are for you in the hereafter. Meaning it is haram to do that. So the qaida that says الْأَصْلُ فِي النَّهْيِ فِي الْآدَابِ الْكَرَاهَ has the addition إِلَّا لِنَفْسٍ, except if there is a text. And we have seen the text now. And that is why there is almost a consensus on this, that this is not permissible. That it's not permissible to eat or drink in the utensil or the vessel of gold and silver. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith, that الذي يشرب في آنية الذات the one who drinks in the utensil or vessel of ذات والفضة إنما يجرجر في بطنه نار جهنم. Such a person is swallowing in his stomach نار جهنم, fire. So we can't bring what the principle الأصل في النهي في الآداب الكراهة. So that principle won't work here. It won't work here. So because the texts are clear that it is forbidden. As I said earlier, that there is a kind of consensus on this, that a Muslim does not eat or drink a utensil or vessel or gold and silver. Now, we all know that it is not permissible for the males to also put on things like goat wings or things that are related to this. That it's not permissible for the men to do that. Yes, it is permissible for the female to put on goat rings, likewise bangles made of goat, necklaces made of gold. It is permissible for the women, according to the stronger opinion of the scholars. And this is what most of the Salafus Salih are upon. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Adhani halalun ala li dhukuri inasi ummati, aw haramun li dhukuri ummati, halun li inasihi." These two, that is, the ad in one hand, the gold, and the other hand, the ad was the harif. And he said, "What adhani haramun li dhukuri ummati." These two are haram for the males of my ummah. Halun li inasihi, they are halal for the inas, for the women. So, and that's why it is permissible for the females, according to the stronger opinion. I said, according to the stronger opinion, because there are some scholars that of the opinion that it is haram for the women to also put on circular goods. And this is the view of Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. So he wrote his book on this. That is the book Adab al-Zivab. There is a portion of that book that addresses this issue, that the women cannot put on circular goods, be it ring or necklace or bangles. But what most scholars are upon is that this is permissible. Yes, the Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala had some backing from the statement of people like Abu radiallahu anhu, that his daughter one day went to him and the daughter said that the people, they are saying to me that my father does not allow me to wear gold. And he responded to her by saying, "Inna abaki la yuhalliki dhahab, yaksha alayki dhahab." Your father does not allow him to put on gold because he is afraid of hell for you, or fire for you. So this is some of the evidences that the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala brought. Though there are some ahadith, but some scholars do not accept the interpretation of the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala. And some other ahadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that gives weight to the position of the Shaykh too. So Allahu alam, what most scholars are upon is that it is permissible for the females to put on circular goods. As for silver, the ring, it is permissible for both males and females. Both males and females. That is, silver ring is permissible for both males and females. Now what about silver bangles? Definitely this is permissible for the female. Is it permissible for men to put on bangles? This, the scholar said, no, it's not permissible for the males to put on bangles. We have once said it here. What about the wristwatch? Wristwatch made of silver or made of anything, is it not like bangles? Is it not like bangles? This is why Sheikh Hamoud Tuwejiri, rahimahullah ta'ala, in one of his books, said it is not permissible for the men to put on this watch. Why? He said this is what more or less bangles, that the scholars have said is not permissible for But those scholars who have allowed it, they said it's not for, originally not for decoration or a kind of adornment. It's to know the time. So and that's why most of them, they allow it. Most of the scholars, they allow the use of wristwatch. So they don't see it as a bangle. They give it the ruling of ring. Though this is something that also calls for touch. But Allahu A'lam, what most scholars are upon is that it is permissible to put on wristwatch. What if it is made of silver? What if it is made of silver? Some say there is nothing wrong with that, because a ring made of silver, there is consensus on it that this is permissible for the men. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had rings that were made of what? Of silver. So if it is also a wristwatch made of silver, some of the opinion that is not permissible. Some of the opinion that it is permissible. Since there is no clear cortex, so and this is part of what? Part of what people use, so one cannot really say it is what is haram. Now there are a lot of things here that some scholars have also brought. Now, the use of silver or gold in some other things. Now we have said it's not permissible for one to eat or drink in silver cup or silver plate, gold cup or gold plate. Even for the women, it's not permissible for the women to do that, because the text is clear. But can we use gold for other things apart from what eating, drinking? Take for instance, can I use a golden kettle or silver kettle to perform ablution? No, I'm not drinking now. I'm performing ablution. Or use it for something else. So this, a lot of scholars said, no, you can't use it. Whether you are doing itikhab or you are doing istimal for other things, no, it's a lot of scholars, they upon this that it's not permissible. Why some are of the opinion that, no, we are going to restrict ourselves to what we have evidence for. That is what eating and drinking. As for using it for other things, that this would not have evidence that says no. So this is something that the scholars they differ upon. But the best thing is for one to avoid using it for something else. As for silver, that one is what is different, because we have text that allows us to use to put on silver rings. So if we take that of silver to cover other things that are not eating, drinking, then that of silver will still be acceptable for lower. Not eating, drinking, or performing ablution in it. Maybe using it, as I've mentioned, maybe for a wristwatch, or using it for something else. This may still be permissible according to the stronger opinion. Wallahu a'lam. Now there is a text that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had what a kind of a bow. When that bow got broken, there was something called tadbib. Tadbib is to wire it so that they can what? They can mend the bow. So it was mended, so to say, with a kind of silver wire. So Anas of the La'anu reported this. So, and this is why some scholars of the opinion that now you can make use of silver just in little things, or even gold at times in little things. So this is called al-ina al-mudabba, al-ina al-mudabba, the wired ina, wired vessel, so that they use silver in order to wire it, to mend it. So if this is what, it's little, there is nothing wrong with this according to the stronger opinion of the scholars. Now, the reason we are saying according to is that a student of knowledge, one has to be exposed to some of these things. Because when you want to disagree with people, you know where they are coming from, and you should also know where you are going. So you should give room for what? For difference of opinion, particularly if the available text accommodates those opinions. So this is very, very important, particularly for brothers. Now, if you want to address some of our mothers or some of our fathers, it may not be necessary quoting this. You just tell them the favored opinion of you, the speaker, your own opinion. Then as you are telling them, you are telling them to implement, not to debate with people. If they go ahead to debate with people, with what you have told them, there is likely to be what? There is likely to be fight. Because you have told them something, maybe another person, another speaker has also told his own followers another thing. So this one will say, mine is correct. This one was what? Mine is correct. Then it results what? Fighting. And that's what al-muqallid, somebody who is a muqallid, just takes what the teacher tells him and what he implements. He doesn't argue with people. If you want to argue, you have to know the evidence of your teacher. If you want to argue, what is the evidence of my teacher? Why has my teacher taken this position? You have to know. That is when you want to argue. So we are saying this just to prepare our minds that you may see some other people who have contrary opinions. Somebody may take what? The opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala. Another person takes the opinion of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. We have what? Passed through all these stages that you see people what? Fighting one another just because of what? In fact, somebody may say, so I suppose it's not a fallacy. Why? Because he has said something, he has said, no, circular good is so and so. This one said, what? Circular good is so and so. Because of this simple issue, what? They declare enmity against one another. So, what was in essence? Drinking, eating from the bowls of gold and silver, there is consensus that this is not permissible. This is not permissible. Now, I'm using it for something else, there is difference of opinion on this. Though the jumhur of the scholars, they favor that you can use it for something else, except for using the gold as adornment for the women. Adornment for the women, or the silver as adornment, that is ring for the men, likewise for the women. So if you are going to use just little gold or little silver in order to mend something, this, a lot of scholars also allow this based on the Asar of Anas radiallahu anhu. And those who are of the opinion that you can use gold or silver for some other things, they use as evidence the hadith of Salama radiallahu anha, that he had a kind of container made of gold that has some eggs of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they will pour water. And if somebody was complaining of anything, they will give the person from the water of that thing. They will give the person from the water. You know, some of the droppings, so to say, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are what? They are a kind of cure for a lot of things. Though this is not extended to the companions, not to talk of what? Those who are not companions. It's just that of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will use his sweat as something of treatment. As something of treatment. As Ummu Haram radiallahu anha, then he did. But she was packing the sweat of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this will be useful for our children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made his body mubarak. So this container of gold, so to say, Salama radiallahu anha, are some heirs of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in it, and they will pour water in it, and the water becomes mubarak as a result of the air of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will use it in order to cure or heal a lot of ailments. So this is one of the evidences of those who believe that gold can be used for something as long as you are not using it for eating or drinking. So, but can you use it to perform ablution? No. You can use it to perform ablution. وَلَا بَاسَ بِشُرْبِ قَائِمًا. The Sheikh says, there is nothing wrong in drinking standing. وَلَا بَاسَ بِشُرْبِ قَائِمًا. There is nothing wrong in what? With drinking standing. Is this correct? It's not correct. Now when we say it's not correct, what is the evidence? Who can give us the evidence? No, this is just mas'ala. It's mas'ala. وَلَا بَاطَ بِشُرْبِ قَائِمًا. There is nothing wrong in what? In drinking, standing. This is mas'ala. He has what? He has established a mas'ala. What is the evidence for this mas'ala? Then when you say, no, his position is wrong, what is your own position? Yes. Now my brother said it's wrong because Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yashrabanna ahadukum qa'iman." None of you should what? Drink standing. Huh? Yes, hadith that is sahih. Sahih Muslim and some other books. In fact, they have an addition, and that addition, those scholars they differ concerning it. وَمَنْ شَرِبَ وَمَنْ نَسِيَ فَلْيَسْتَقِي وَمَنْ نَسِيَ فَلْيَسْتَقِي. Whoever forget and drink standing should what? Should vomit it. Those scholars, they have what? They have comments on that. Some believe فَلْيَسْتَقِي is not sahih, though it's in sahih Muslim. But that addition of it, that addition they believe is what? Is not authentic. But لَا يَشْرَبَنَّ أَحْدُكُمْ قَائِمًا is authentic. وَمَنْ نَسِيَ فَلْيَسْتَقِي, they believe that what? Some believe that this addition is not authentic. Some say the addition is authentic, like a Nawawi, in what? In the explanation of Sahih Muslim. Say it's authentic. How can you say it's not authentic? It's authentic, but it is what? It is sahibah. Huh? وَمَنْ نَسِيَ فَلْيَسْتَقِي, this is Amr. And based on what you have learned in Usul Fiqh, Al-Amr yufidu al-Ujub wal-Istihbab. Which one? Ujub. Don't forget there is a difference of opinion among the scholars of Usul. Al-Aslu fil Amri, is it Ujub or Istihbab? Huh? Some say Ujub, some say what? Istihbab, some say Atawakku. All these are things that you ought to learn and you ought to know. Because at times we just say, what? The scholars of Usul Fiqh have said so. Do they agree on that principle? No. Some said what? Lil istihbab, some said lil ujub, some said atawakuf. Some differentiate between what? Ibadah and what? Adab or adab. They say what? In adab is what? In adab, al aslu fil amri, lil istihbab. And this is the favorite opinion of Sheikh al-Usaymin, rahmahullah ta'ala, in some of his works. Illa linaf. Except we see a text. Now we see what? لَا يَشْرَبَنَّ أَحْدُكُمْ قَائِمًا. None of you should drink while standing. وَمَنْ نَسِيَ, whoever forgets, فَلْيَسْتَقِي, he should what? He should vomit. That he should vomit. Is it what? لِلْأُجُوبِ لَا يَشْرَبَنَّ, is it amru? Is it a nahyu of what? At-tahrim or nahyu of karaha? Are you with me? Now majority of the scholars, when I say majority, I'm talking about the mazahib, they are of the opinion that it is permissible for you to drink standing. Huh? What about those ahadith on what? On nahyu? They said what? They are lil karaha. And that's why if you read Riyad al-Salihin, now we brought what? Ahadith of karaha, then you follow them up with what? Ahadith of istihbab, of jawaz. Follow them up with what? Hadith of. Now, if you have said what? You see somebody drinking standing, Alhamdulillah, this man does not have fiqh. And the man has read what? Matnu Risala. He has read Matnu Risala. And you have concluded that what? He does not have fiqh. Then, you want to debate the issue with him. You pick up Fatul Bari, you read. You say, so Fatul Bari is supporting this man. You pick up Al-Minhaj of Nawawi, the same thing. You pick up At-Tamhir of Ibn al-Bari, the same thing. Now, we are not saying what the majority say is what? It's always the right thing or the correct thing. But you have to follow debate or the issue, the way the scholars have what? Are discussing. Don't impose the view of your favorite scholar on what? On other people. You have to know where your scholar or where your teacher has gotten his position. Unless it wants to be a muqallid. Then if you're a muqallid, you take and implement. Don't debate with people. Don't argue. But once you want to argue with people, you must know where your teacher gets his what? is evident. Otherwise, you'll be creating fitna in the ummah. You'll be creating fitna. So, somebody reads now, Wal abasa bi shurbi qa'iman. There is nothing wrong in what drinking standing. This position is based on the statement of Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu has said, as contained in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and some other books, he said, Inna nasa yakra'una ash-shurba qa'iman. Some people, they detest drinking standing. He said, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَعَلَ مِثْلُ مَا فَعَلْتُ. I've seen Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم do what I did. I've seen him do what I did. People saw him drinking standing. So he said, some people, they detest what? So which means this matter is what? It's a matter that has been controversial from the time of the companions. Some companions, they are not in favor of that. So Anas radiallahu anhu, it's like his position is that it's not permissible to watch. Based on the hadith, Messenger of Allah, nah, should be called iman. It forbade drinking standing. And somebody asked him that, what about eating standing? He said, Dalika ashar. That is even worse. That is what? That is worse. So this is Anas. And this is Ali radiallahu anhu. Aisha and some others, they are in support of the position of Ali radiallahu anhu. So, and we have the hadith that says, what? La yashrabanna ahadu minkum qa'iman. None of you should drink standing. Now, the addition, woman, nasiya falyastaqi, we said that addition, scholars, they differ concerning the authenticity. But I found that it's authentic. And that one was reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, that from Abu Radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man drinking standing. Ina itnato the man teeth, that is vomited. The man said, Lima, why, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ayasurruka an yashraba ma'aka lihir? Would you like a cat to drink with you? The man said, La. He said, Fakad shariba ma'aka man huwa sharru min al-hir al-shaytan. The one that is worse than hir has drunk with you, and that is a shaitan. So this hadith, Al-Imam Al-Albani rahmahullah ta'ala and some others, they use it as evidence that it is what? It is haram for one to drink while standing. It is haram for one to drink standing. So what about those ahadith that Rasulullah drank standing? They said, those are what? When you are in maybe necessity, in necessity. Take for instance, you are walking on the street and you are thirsty. So are you going to squat on the main road and stand drinking? No, you may be hit by a car. You can't find any place to sit. You're on the way. So in this case, you can drink standing. So the Sheikh said some of the areas where Messenger drank standing, it was, for instance, in Maf'a, the place where people were doing fa'id. You know, the crowd would be too much. In the midst of the crowd, you want to drink and you are what? You are trying to squat. People trample on you. Like somebody who is thirsty while he's doing tawaf. And wants to drink, he now remembers that what? He shouldn't drink standing. He's now squatting here. He's gone. Is gone. So they said, those ahadith allowing one to drink standing, they are what? They address those instances. Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala also said about this opinion, that in what? In areas where we have what? Maybe necessity, then those ahadith of drinking standing can what? Can apply. But this is Ali radiallahu anhu, and you did not understand it that way. What are you going to do? Uthman did not understand it that way. What are you going to do? So the matter remains what? A controversial issue. A controversial matter. The one that you are convinced of, you watch, you practice. And you can watch, you can preach it. You practice and watch. When somebody asks you, what is the evidence, you'll be able to watch. To present your evidence. And if the person is not convinced, you don't need to watch. to force it down his throat that no, you have to, otherwise you are not a Salafi. When you say he's not a Salafi, you have accused Ali Usman, Aisha, and many others. You have accused a lot of scholars. So that's why we have to understand issues that are issues that the difference of opinion among the scholars here is what is very strong. There are some issues that the difference of opinion among the scholars is very weak. Maybe somebody misinterpreted a text and what other text knocked his position. So this one, you don't accept that, and you don't accept that position. But if the difference of opinion is very strong, as you are bringing, the person is also bringing other, so in those cases, we have to treat it gently. Huh? Because issues that the scholars of the past, they differ on seriously, you are not the one to watch to make the people now unite on that matter. An issue that the scholars of the past, they united upon, your interpretation, your understanding of any text, contrary to theirs, will not be acceptable. How this is like. So the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala establishes his position, وَلَا بَاسَ بِشُرْبِ قَائِمًا. There is nothing wrong in drinking standing. Huh? Don't say it's nonsense. You say what? It's what? Outweighed according to your own understanding. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لِمَنْ أَكَلَ الْكُرَاثِ. Now there is one hadith as well in Abu Dawood also that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said kunna nashrab wa nahnu qiyam. We used to drink while standing. Huh? Wa na'kul wa nahnu namshi. Wa na'kul wa nahnu namshi. And we eat while we are walking. Huh? You know, this is what supporting the position of Ali radiallahu anhu as well. He is supporting the position of Ali radiallahu anhu. So, the matter remains was a controversial matter among the scholars. But it is good if one can do try to reconcile between those asar from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you avoid drinking standing, if you can do that. But the situation where you cannot avoid it, so don't force yourself to squat, so to say, on the street, that people will now be looking at you, what's wrong with this man? So, and maybe you are in what? In the, you're on the street. Huh? So if you want to do that, you look for somewhere to sit. If you can't find anywhere to sit, drink standing. Drink standing, rather than what? Squatting on the main road where people are passing. So all this can be proven understood as by those scholars as what? As the areas of necessity. Wallahu a'lam. Wala yanbaghi liman akala al-kurras aw al-thawm aw al-basl ni'an an yadkhul al-masjid. It is not okay for the one who eats al-kurras. Al-kurras, this is leash. Aw al-thawm or thawm. What is thawm? Huh? Garlic. Aw al-basl or onion. Ni'an, that is fresh, not cooked, and yet for the masjid, to enter the masjid. This is not okay for one to do that. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man akala min adhi shajarat al-khabisa." Now that report, "Min adhi al-baqlat al-khabisa, fala yakrabanna musallana aw masjidana." So whoever eats from this bad tree should not come or approach our mosque. Should not come to the mosque. In one of the narrations, said what? Inna al-malaikata tata'adha mima yata'adha minu banu adam. The angels, they also feel armed. They are armed by what the children of Adam are also armed. Now when somebody eats garlic, the odor is something that is somehow disgusting, so to say, that you don't want to move closer to the person because of the odor. Yes, it is medicinal, And that was when Allah did not say what, you should not eat it. But whoever eats it should not come to the mosque. Umar radiallahu anhu said in time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any person that eats or ate garlic and came to the masjid, Messenger of Allah will order that the person should be taken to Makir. He should go and stay there. He should not come to the masjid with the people. So now talk of somebody who is smoking cigarettes. So this, which is what, harmful to the earth, and it's also abhorrent. When people perceive or hear the smell, you know, they feel bad. So if Messenger of Allah salam, would treat somebody who eats garlic that way, they are about things that are not beneficial to the body. So and that's why it is haram for one that eats garlic to come to the masjid. Umar radiallahu anhu said, whoever eats it, he said, فَلْيَقْتُلْهَا طَبْخًا, he should cook it well, so that when he eats it, the odor won't come out of his mouth. And that's why some scholars who encourage that the one who wants to take a garlic should mix it with, should drink honey after it. After he has taken it, he should take honey after that, because that will also watch. It will reduce the odor, the odor of the garlic. So it's not something that is okay. One of the reasons why one can withdraw from going to Salatul Jamaah is that the person, if he takes garlic, so the one who takes garlic for medical benefit, Salat in Jamaah is not compulsory on him. It's not compulsory on him. Because if he goes there, he's going to harm the people in the masjid, and that is not okay. Not the people only. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَتَعَذَّمِ يَتَعَذَّمِينُ بَنُوا آدَمَ, the angels also feel harmed from that, and not only the Malaika. So, and this is what the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala is referring to here. So we pray Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala increase us in knowledge. فصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. إن الحمد لله نحمده والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وآله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. أوكي. Now the fourth question here is, okay, what about the hadith which states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed a silver ring from a man and threw it away?
Alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala rasulullah wa ajit. Now, maybe you are referring to the gold ring, not the silver ring. As for the silver ring, it's permissible. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore silver ring, and he said, watch, وَأَمَّا الْفِضَّ فَلَعَبُوا بِهَا لَعِبًا. As for the silver, you can play with that. You can play with that. So, watch, is also said to be forbidden by some scholars, is the iron ring. The Messenger of Allah said this is hilya to al-nar, is the adornment of the people of hell. But this hadith scholar, they differ concerning the authenticity of this hadith, that the hadith is that the iron ring is hilya to al-nar. A lot of scholars, they say the hadith is not authentic. As for those who authenticated the hadith, they are of the opinion that you cannot put on iron rings. So, and this is some of the evidence of those who say, like the wristwatch that is made of iron, this steel of a thing that is not permissible. However, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala authenticated that hathar, that hadith of hilyatun al-nar, but he restricted it to ring. To him you can put on wristwatch made of what? Of iron or steel. Huh? You can use it because the hadith is not talking about that. That the hadith is talking about the iron ring. But for most scholars, that hadith is not authentic. Why? This time you have the hadith that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the poor man who wanted to get married that you should go and look for something to give to walau khatama min hadith. Even if it's what? Iron ring. So that means it is permissible. But the response of people like Sheikh Al-Albani on that or to that is that Messenger of Allah tried to belittle it, not that what he was really talking about was iron ring. Huh? Just like when he said what, man bana lillahi masjidan, whoever views a masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walau kamis hasi koto, even if it is as small as what, the house of koto, that is a bed. Huh? So how can you build a mosque that will be as small as what? So it tells us walau khatam min hadij. Mean what? Go and look for anything that is what, however small that thing is. Not that what is saying that iron ring is permissible. So Wallahu alam, since most of them, both Sheikh Al-Albani and the majority of the scholars of the opinion that what you can make use of iron wash or iron whatever, except for what? For the ring. Huh? So this is explained, Wallahu alam. But for silver ring, no, Messenger of Allah also used this, and he also allowed it. He said, "Amma al-fidda fal'abu bi ala'iban." As for the fidda, you can make use of this. But gold, he discouraged that and he threw it away. Wallahu a'lam.
Are we allowed to, is it permissible for us to use rubber wristbands and stuff like that?
Now, if the wristband is for decoration, that is what? It's the person is doing tashabu bin nisa. Huh? A man that puts on necklace or puts on bangles or anklets. Huh? So such a man, the scholars they agree that what is imitating the women. And Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls the mutashabbihin min al-rijali bin nisa. Those men that copy the women are called. So using the rubber band or whatever, or necklace, all these are frowned at by the scholars. The scholars, they classify this as what, copying the women. But that of the wristwatch, you are using it for what? For the purpose of looking at a time. So that can still what? It still goes by most scholars for Lawa.
If, for example, a man's clothes is designed with gold or a shoe or standardized gold design, is it permissible?
Now, according to most scholars, this is not permissible. Don't put on gold at all. And that's why he said restricting it to, what's it called, eating and drinking is not. But for the women, so this will be permissible based on what has been said. Allahu Alam.
Okay, is it permissible for us to pray in the masjid decorated with gold and silver?
You can pray in the masjid decorated with gold and silver, like Medina. You don't want to pray in the mosque of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can pray there. But is it good for us to decorate mosque with gold and silver? It's not good. But if it is done, can I pray there? Yes, you can pray. Allahu Akbar.
Is it permissible for a man to slaughter, or is it permissible for anyone to slaughter a ram in remembrance of his spirit?
There's nothing like slaughtering a ram to remember one's spirit. Eh? That's not okay. Now, if what you want to do is sadaqah, that's a different thing. If you want to do sadaqah, this is a different thing. But say you are doing it in order to remember them, no, this is what, this is bid'ah. And when you slaughter in order to remember them, in order to do sadaqah, not that you invite people to your house to come and eat, so that it won't look as if what you are celebrating maybe 1 year, whatever. So Allah.
I took a medicine called strep throat for sore throat, and one day I found out that because it contains alcohol, the medicine is the best for sore throat, and I normally have critical sore throat. Can I take this again?
Now, if the percentage of the alcohol in it is very small, to the extent that it cannot intoxicate, so other things that have been mixed with it, we overpower that. So this is according to the stronger opinion. Yes, there are some scholars who say only which is what 1% that is here, you can't make use of it. But the favored opinion, wallahu alam, is that as long as the percentage in it is not something that can what, that can intoxicate one, it doesn't smell intoxicant and does not it does not intoxicate, so in that case it can be used. And this is the favorite opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, and many others, because what is called al-istihala, that is for something to metamorphose from one condition to another condition, has really happened. So that thing, now you can't say you are taking intoxicant, but can you process it, can you prepare such that you add intoxicant with some other things to say you want to prepare strep still? No, as a Muslim you can't do that. But if it is done and it has turned to something else, and what it has turned to is not something that can intoxicate, or when you take it, your mouth will be smelling intoxicant, then in that case, this is allowed, wallahu a'lam.
Now this is a very long question, but let me just summarize what the brother is saying, or the sister. He says he has to look for anything that the ibadah is haram, that is not permissible for you to do anything except you have evidence for it. And has to look for issues of mu'amala, is that it's permissible or anything else, you have evidence against it. But the question is, most of the time you see scholars agree upon this, scholars agree upon this. When Sheikh Al-Albani or other scholars have strong evidence against it, for example, the issue of secular good. So he says, eventually, I feel like he, like for example, Sheikh Al-Albani has an evidence that it allows using good, a strong one at that. Shouldn't always say stronger opinions of scholars. Say this is very, there is, when a very strong evidence is on ground, then it's against it.
When
there is strong evidence is on ground, that against it, that it should against it.
When we talk about the issue of the deen, what we should know is that the Salafu Salih, they are not foolish and they are not stupid. So if the Salafu Salih, the companions, the Tabi'un, Atba' Tabi'in, if they go this way, and a leper scholar understand a hadith that they have also come across, that they do not understand it the way he has understood it, so it is safe for one to go with the Salafu Salih. Rather than saying what, they did not understand the hadith. I'll be displayed. Because we will not, because we want to defend Sheikh Al-Albani, and what we do, take feel of majority of the scholars of the past, maybe the companions among them, the Tabi'un, Atba' Tabi'in. This is not studentship. Yes, we love Sheikh Al-Albani, rahmahullah ta'ala, but the truth is more beloved to us than the Sheikh. So if the Salafu Salih, they understood something contrary to the way he has understood it, one, it is safer for one to follow. Take for instance, now when we say this hadith, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيَسُرُكَ أَنْ يَشْرَبَ مَعَكَ مَنْ مَنْ وَشَرُّ مِنَ الْهِرِ. He said what? لَقَدْ شَرِبَ مَعَكَ مَنْ هُوَ شَرُّ مِنْهُ شَيْطَان. Now all this hadith, the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala used it as what? As evidence that it is haram to drink standing. Now evidence is practices of a lot of companions do not see it that way. So also those companions are what? Outrightly wrong. When Ali radiallahu anhu said what? Some people, yakrahuna, they detest ashurba qa'iman, drinking standing. So he knew what he was talking about. So for us to say we are going to be ash on that thing, there must be clear evidence that cannot be interpreted in a different way on that. Otherwise, you leave it like what? The highest you can say is that some scholars have said so and so. That is the highest we can say. But for you to knock all those people away, and you say what? You are Salafi. You'll be contradicting yourself. Because when you say you are Salafi, meaning you are understanding the nusus of the Quran and the Sunnah according to the understanding of the pious predecessors. So when you now knock whatever they have understood, you knock it away. So when next you want to coach the position of the Salaf al-Salih, it is easy for someone who does not buy that opinion to also what? To knock it away. So we should not destroy the understanding of the Salaf by ourselves. Take for instance, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, maybe on two occasions, let me just mention the two occasions. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا اللَّهَ تَعُولُ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا اللَّهَ تَعُولُ The Sheikh said what? أَلَّا تَفْتَقِرُ So this is the least that will not make you what? تَفْتَقِرُ That poor from عَيْلَة That is poverty. So تَعُولُ The Sheikh interpreted it that way. And somebody said to the Sheikh, Oh Sheikh, who among the Salaf interpreted it the way you have interpreted? All the tafasir, none of them. The Sheikh said, okay, I'm doing tarajur. And the Sheikh what? He did tarajur. Despite the fact that what? Ta'ulu can mean what? Tastakiru. But he did tarajur. Another example is that the Sheikh, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to hold the view that it is one khalifa that the Muslims must have worldwide. So to him, the Malik of Saudi, for instance, does not have, people do not owe him bayah. The Amir of Kuwait, the people of Kuwait do not owe him bayah. Likewise, that of Egypt, like that. He said it's only Khalifa that you owe bayah. And somebody did munakasha with the Sheikh that, oh Sheikh, I read a book. And I also listened to a lecture of Sheikh Absalam Barjas. And the Sheikh brought a lot of athar from the Salaf, that the Salaf, they will recognize the Amir of each territory, since everything had become what? Broken like that. Since the Muslims were not under one Amir. So and the Sheikh said, well, if there are athar from the Salaf that they will recognize them, that they will hold them there, the Sheikh said, I'm doing tarajur. Now let's assume that somebody has not done munakasha with the Sheikh and the Sheikh had died with that. Some people blindly follow the Sheikh like that. And that's why you cannot take a particular individual and you take his position and you do muwala and muada on it. If you want to do that, you do that for the position of the Salafus Salih. Huh? Because that is Islam coming from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The understanding from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not to belittle the Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala. Is one of the greatest scholars of this era. But at the same time, we should not do taqlid a'ma the way some people do. Not only for Sheikh Al-Albani, maybe for any other Sheikh. You take what they say, if what they say does not contradict what the Salaf Salih are upon. So these are just two examples from the taraju of the Sheikh, many taraju'at that the Sheikh did, rahimahullah ta'ala. So I think the question is answered, wallahu alam.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, inshallah, ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If you are in one of these